Not fancy breakfast. Hello, Eric?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What?
For some reason, I thought you hung up on the call.
I did. I'm calling back that 877 number. I thought it was them. Let me get them because I'm getting my attorney. I'm not doing this. But I'm not taking that. So
I understand. Eric,
if you have any information. Sure.
Can I just tell you what's going on here?
You know, okay. I have a man's shit bag in my hand. Go ahead. I'm going to put you on speaker while I do this.
Okay. Number one, let me just give full on. These calls are recorded. So, you know, I just want to put that as a disclaimer. You reached out to us to help.
Another company records theirs.
Okay. Let me just provide clarity. The agency, our only job is to help PA participants get onto the waiver program. We walk you through the steps and tell you what needs to get done in order for you to do it. People use us because they usually don't have that prior information. You came up to us and asked us to help Gary get onto the program. In order to do so, you have to get approved by the county. The county needs you to see if Gary is physically eligible. Now, they don't look to see where he's holding health-wise. He could be, you know, on the verge of surgery, whatever that is. They don't look at that. This is a program, okay? So they're not looking at people's feelings. They're not looking at people, what they're up to. I'm sorry?
They're assessing his health.
Well, they have to see if he's physically and financially eligible.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. He's sitting right here. We'll see him.
That's good. So what's happening is that in order for him to get onto the program, he has to go through a process of 3 assessments, and then they have to see if he's financially eligible. With all our clients, 1 second, Eric. With all our clients, in order for them to have an assessment, you can go to any other agency. You can go to the county themselves. They're going to tell you you need to speak to the broker. Now, I don't know the conversation you just had with the broker. We don't have any signed relation, or we don't have any provider service pre-written kind of relationship with them. So this is just an agency, and we're just telling you to call a firm called Maximus, which is the broker. Okay, they work with the county. So we just advise you to call them because that's what you need to do in order to get onto the program. There's absolutely no, like, other way to get onto the program without having an assessment with them first. Now, I can tell you that we've been working together with this case. This agency has been working together with your case since mid-November, okay?
Correct.
Now, we've never had a case not go through the first assessment and take so long to go through the first assessment. Now, I understand that Gary's had situations where he's been sent to the hospital, he's missed it, things like that. But please do not call us and tell us that we're the ones who spoke not nice to you, because we don't do that. We don't take any disrespect either, because we help each of our clients.
Now, let me respond. I gave you 5 minutes. I didn't say you did. I'm not upset with you. I'm telling you that the number, your 877 number for the assessment, your broker, who is required by the county and the state, I'll just go to the area for the aging here, and I'll get an advocate in 5 minutes. I do this for a living. So I can do the legal thing. This man is near death. He's got 90 days to live. So I know you don't care about his situation. Don't interrupt me. I'm just telling you that's the situation. There's a million agencies. You're not even telling me if I'll ever get paid, and I'm hours in with –
Well, you can't get paid unless Gary has an authorization. How can he get an authorization?
If I don't know what I'm going to get paid? You people are – you're shady.